We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Ms. Lisa Lanier will be on the line with us here momentarily. She does lawyer up every week at this time. She's our official attorney of this program. We were just talking about that person who yelled fire on an airplane, even though there wasn't a fire.
Steam.
Yeah.
Or condensation.
Sensation. Got me down the rabbit hole of the movie Airplane and just looking to see what we had. And
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
I'm sorry.
Is comedy.
I'm sorry, but that is gold right there. Just looked at it. My God. And then there's...
what are they remaking? Is it Police Squad?
They are remaking.
With Liam Neeson?
Yes, they are.
Remaking. Or the Naked Gun?
It's the Naked Gun.
It's the Naked Gun.
As a film?
And the question is, who's going to play the Liam Neeson part and all of that?
Well, it's Liam Neeson playing Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Liam Neeson is playing Leslie. Oh, that's right. He's the serious guy playing Leslie.
I bet he crushes it.
Oh, I bet so too. He'd be great in that. I heard Sylvester Stallone saying they're going to try to do a Rocky prequel. And the question is, who's going to play Rocky? You know, if he's like, I've got it written. I got 75% of it written. Hmm. And he wants to be in charge of it. He's trying to get the rights to it.
What about Frank Stallone?
I think he's too old. I think Frank Stallone is too old to play that.
Plenty of young, hunky guys in Hollywood to get.
But you got
to
get the right look. See, I don't think he should be hunky. You know, he was kind of a...
Does Ralph Macchio have a kid?
I don't know. I don't know who would play it. But anyway, they're looking. They got to get the exact right type, he says. You know,
is
Italian
be a comedy?
Guy. No, no.
They should make it a comedy.
No. They should make it a comedy. This should be my Put Up or Shut Up theme song.
There is only one river. There is only one sea, and it flows through you.
That's Airplane again.
How about if there's a tie?
That will be my theme song. Okay. Next week.
Nobody wins.
There's a tie. That's what it'll be next week. Lisa Lanier's on the line to go inside these legal stories. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You know, Airplane is one of my favorite movies, but I tried to watch it with my kids, and there's something just generation like gap there. They didn't get it. They didn't think it was the slightest bit funny.
What?
Stone faced. I thought it was the weirdest thing.
What?
I know. Believe it.
I am surprised.
Do you think that it's generational, but are there just double entendres that kids just don't get
don't
anymore?
Get? I don't know. I thought
I thought it was the weirdest thing.
That is strange.
I mean, a part of the appeal was these actors that we had seen for years, decades.
Mm-hmm.
Being serious, playing these goofy roles.
Well, Leslie Nielsen played, you know, as a straight faced,
and Peter Graves
played him straight,
hysterical.
Peter Graves' agent told him, his agent said, "Do not do this part; it is awful." He says, "Ah, hell, I'm old; I'm not doing anything.
I'm gonna do
and
it."
And did it,
yeah.
And look what it made him more popular than ever than when he was on Mission Impossible.
Never before. That's right.
I'm sorry,
Captain. How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
That doesn't cut through. That's
well, at least you tried, Lisa.
You tried.
That's through. That's, I tried, yeah.
Let's get to the law here. This is a serious story. Mm-hmm. A gentleman in Marked Tree, Arkansas, fire chief, says he was terminated after less than 10 months on the job for inappropriate use of emojis. His name is Alan Hicks. He's the former fire chief now of Marked Tree, Arkansas. Says he was wrongfully terminated after reacting to a costume meme using offensive and profane language to describe him. And he says, I didn't do anything wrong. There was a vendetta against me from the moment I got the job. These are his words.
I was holding a chicken, and it had chicken. That's the exact words it had on there. I just told the boy, if he had a problem with me, don't hide behind Snapchat. Come see me like a grown man. There was no threats made. They're talking about another Facebook post I posted, was giving the bird. It was supposed to be in the thumbs up. It's revenge. It's coming from a former fireman that got terminated. I'm fixing to seek legal action, and I'm fixing to sue the city.
All right.
This is like Airplane, right? But with firefighters.
The name of this movie was Tractor.
I did not expect this morning to hear the phrase chicken S.
Yep.
No.
The bird emoji.
So what happened
thumbs
was
up emoji.
His emoji was him with the chicken, said chicken is. It was about him. He went back with the bird, but he said it's supposed to be a thumbs up. I accidentally missed it.
I don't know about that.
That must be the frequently used.
Accident. And he's fixing to get some legal action started.
Fixing to.
So when he does it, is he going to be successful here, Lisa? Your thoughts? He said it's all against him. It was a total thing. And stop hiding behind Snapchat. Mm-hmm. All right. Lisa.
He's fixing to lose is what he's fixing to do.
Yes. Oh, man. I was for him. I liked his style.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's cracking me up thinking about these grown men, you know, Snapchatting and, you know, the bird and all that. It's just hilarious. But so he violated the town's policy. It's in his contract. They can regulate. They can say, hey, don't go embarrass us on social media. And this is not his first rodeo. He was in this position once before and was terminated, not for social media stuff, but for kind of similar, you know, misjudgment type stuff, errors of judgment. So he's not going to have any traction there.
All right. He's colorful, though. Let's just give him that. He's colorful. He's out of a job after 10 months and has no success and no hope of success, says Lisa. So his legal fees will be, unfortunately, he'll be out of pocket on that. The next two stories involve athletes and celebrities. Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Steph Curry, among a host of other high-named athletes and celebrities, being sued following the collapse of a company called FTX. That is a crypto exchange app that all of them have endorsed. I have a connection here. A year ago, a colleague came into my office and said, surely you're jumping on this crypto craze. And I said, you better believe I am.
Yes. What's your portal? Is that the app, Kelly, that you tried and tried in vain to load?
Yes.
FTX?
I went on FTX. I tried to load it. Couldn't get it done. Forgot my password. I said I would endorse them. I wanted to jump in here with Tom and Gisele. Didn't happen.
Isn't that the company that was on the uniform of every Major League Baseball umpire?
Yes.
This year.
FTX.
And now it's a disaster.
Now they have a stadium, too. They named a stadium.
Yeah.
Somehow they got to get money back for this.
Listen to these names. The lawsuit has alleged that Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Steph Curry, Shaquille O'Neal, Udonis Haslam, David Ortiz, Trevor Lawrence, Shohei Ohtani, Larry David, a ton of really high-name folks who endorsed this are being sued class action style because they endorsed it.
You can't sue endorsers, can you?
I'm not.
Contraire, you can't.
What? Wait a minute now. What's going on here, Lisa?
Here's the thing. This is not the first time that this has happened. We remember, I think we talked a while back about Kim Kardashian. She got sued for her endorsement where she tweeted about one of these platforms in a pump and dump scheme. And they ended up, she ended up surrendering, I think about, what was it? I don't forget, $1 million or something.
I'm sorry. Did she endorse something called pump and dump? What?
I missed that.
She endorsed a different platform. It was a crypto platform. But here, the problem is these celebrities, they encourage people. They usually make some kind of a reference, like they do it. You know, they invest in the platform. I think what Tom and Gisele said was, join us on the platform. And the additional problem is that they are owners. They were given an equity stake. Most of these advertisers were paid, but they were also paid a lot of money. Tom and Gisele were paid $20 million for this endorsement. Wow. But the bigger issue was that they were given an equity stake in the company. So that's really problematic from an insider sort of trading situation. And then you have these people being seen as giving trading advice in an unregulated field. So it's just fraught with problems. And so it's not like, you know, if you see a celebrity endorsing a Big Mac or a Whopper, you don't have to worry about that. You know, they're not going to be sued if the Whopper turns out to have a problem.
Right.
But here they're giving trading advice. They are owners of the company and they're not disclosing that. And it's when you're dealing with any kind of security, even an unregulated security, these people are seen as having a greater duty when they're holding themselves out as giving monetary advice and trading advice.
Okay.
Do we know, Lisa, who brought this suit against these celebrities?
Yeah, who's doing the suing?
There were $11 billion in consumer losses. So you have a lot of people out there who are angry. And so it's a class action. So all they've had to do is pick, you know, one or two people to be the named representative of the class. And then all these other people that lost their $11 billion can jump on board.
Okay. I was wondering, because I thought, well, if they just endorse the product and the product goes bankrupt, but
the owners,
it's more than that. All right. So you think
never blame a pure endorser.
No, God, no.
No.
Absolutely not. Do you think then that they will wind up paying back or paying a lot of money to this class action lawsuit for all of these celebrities?
I think they'll probably end up settling it, I would think, because, I mean, and I don't know, you know, in the other situation like with Kardashian, she was facing criminal penalties. I don't know if that's anything that's pending here or not. But these folks have some things to worry about, I think, because they were owners of the company and they didn't disclose that and they were holding it out as if they were giving.
I feel bad for Tom and Giselle.
They're having a tough time. Yeah.
All the way around. Really? On the field, off the field.
Year. Are you Team Tom or Team Giselle, Lisa? Have I asked you that before?
Yeah, you did. I don't care.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I remember that part.
Oh, it's coming back to me now. Yes, you said, I don't care.
I don't care.